It is foggy, but it's a light fog, so the light just gets dispersed through the fog, so you've just got like, well, if I look east, I can't fucking see at all. It is just white everything. It's crazy out here.
Thank you.
oh, so the guy in the pickup truck behind me is just an asshole. I see. Fuck. I was getting over into the fast lane, and as I was doing so, this truck was one lane over to my right. And as I was getting over, it swerved over across two lanes, right in behind me. There's not a lot of room for it to go past me, but it immediately swerved around on the right to try to get alongside me and, like, I don't know, pass or drive like a fucking complete lunatic piece of shit. Gotta get where they're going 4 minutes fucking faster.
not in my nostrils. Things just seem so impossible. When your dad won't even talk to you, and I'm mad at Uncle Sam. Gone crazy again and again. And this just might be the end. Get it, why still can? Cause I'm just one man with one plan. I'll be killing in Iran. I'd be killing in Iran. No. It's all the same.
I was all excited that there wasn't going to be any traffic. Figuring Monday's a holiday, so, you know, there'd be people out there that should be like, oh, word, 4-day weekend. But there is a little bit through here. All of that I can handle. Oh.
The greatest samurai in the empire, and he was saying, out of tremendous speed. Cloud of smoke, a natural blend of weed. Only under one circumstance, as if I wanted to turn that shit up, my plan in the park wanted. Then when the MCs came to live out the name, paying to the top of four, some had to snort cocaine to the act the same. Walk me popping on, never on with the mental plane, just the spark of brain. With the building to be born, yo, the words I put the track, the what?
Having a good Friday. I actually can't see the chat because the sun is just, there's too much glare on the screen. And, you know, I'm driving a car. Let's be honest. I'm driving a car. Cops. It's been a pretty okay week. Ideas in my head for writing some stuff. Just don't know if I will have time to write it today. Be a new Krayshawn album at some point. I mean, there has to be, right? I know she's busy streaming The Warriors for PS2 on Twitch. Actually, she's probably not streaming The Warriors, but the one time I checked in on Krayshawn on Twitch, she was straight up playing The Warriors. And I was like, that's fucking great. the internet is a fucking great weird place.
I'm from a ticket. I'm feeling full of it, and I take your big kids. So nigga, watch how you're talking.
requests from people for, like when we talk about stuff on the podcast or just generally. And it's weird because this... Whoa, fast moving car. Fuck. Coming up behind me like a... This asshole was coming full fucking speed. He's still fucking weaving around. Jesus, what the fuck? Just watching that guy drive is fucking freaking me out. Came at me full speed from behind, swerved out of the way just before fucking rear-ending me. And is now stuck to the fucking bumper of this... Oh, man. I got rear-ended once, and it really, it spooked me for a while, and that was the feeling that I just felt, because, you know, I was stopped on the freeway, and I got rear-ended by someone who wasn't looking, I guess, and I looked up in the rearview mirror and saw it happen, you know, you see it happening, and you're like, shit, I guess I've been rear-ended on the freeway more than once. But that was, you know, the one time when that happened, it was fucking freaky, scary. You're like, oh, I'm about to be in a car accident. There's literally nothing I can do to change that. Oh. So for, like, I don't know, it was like 6 months after that or something, whenever I would see anyone coming up behind me at any speed that seemed... less than safe, I would go, ah, you know, I just like tense up, like shell shock, just like, ah, freak out a little bit. And that hasn't happened in a very long time, but it totally just did. Oh man, fuck. Ugh. Fucking creeped out. That fucker almost fucking hit me. That's actually one of the scary things about the idea of self-driving cars is that they will, you know, like a network of computer cars working together to get places quickly and not hit each other will eventually be able to do so at a really rapid speed. Speeds that wouldn't be reasonable from humans, you know, like merges and stuff like that, that, you know, that if you saw people doing it, you'd be like, fucking, what are you doing? Like, when the computers get it down right, that'll just be the way of things, right? And I imagine the shock of the people in the various cars as these things happen, like, you know, until people get used to it and kind of are willing to let go and trust that it's going to be safe and their, you know, their lizard brain at some point gets all fucking used to it. You're gonna have some people fucking losing their fucking minds in self-driving cars. And then, you know, eventually, you know, it's the sort of thing that some people will never trust it. But as it becomes more and more commonplace and all that, you know, that you'll just have a generation of people that were raised with it and trust it. But those transition years will be fucking crazy. I mean, they'll have to put a bunch of, like, constraints in place, right? To make it, you know, like, hey, like, we could have a tighter distance. The software is good enough that the distance could be tighter, but... for the sake of the people inside these things, we're gonna keep a safer distance, keep a wider distance. But whatever. I mean, you know, the craziest, maybe the craziest part about the self-driving car thing is how do you intermingle self-driving cars with human cars? humanly driven cars. You know, the algorithms are predictable, but the computers can work together to keep everything moving smoothly and safely. But the minute you fucking have a person in the loop on that thing, who knows what the fuck they're gonna do? They're gonna speed up, slow down, all be eating a fucking croissant sandwich in the car, there'll be someone doing their fucking makeup and weaving around a little bit, like how, you know... I guess that's why, you know, that you'll have to program the self-driving cars to be ultra fucking safe. Because you won't, or ultra cautious about how it approaches other cars. Especially if it can detect that, hey, this car is not one of us, it's one of them. Then it's like, okay, give the person a wider berth. Because who knows what the fuck they're doing. They might be drunk, you know, that stuff is really interesting. I would really like to talk to a self-driving car fucking pioneer, like the people out there fucking solving these problems, about how they view the transition and all that sort of stuff, because, like, that's almost like a gun control argument at some point with some people. If you told them, hey, if you said, like, if the government came in and said, by the way, all self-driving cars by 2025. You'd have a bunch of people that would literally be like, you're gonna fucking pry my fucking car from my cold dead hands. Like, it would just be that type of violent reaction. Like, people fucking like cars. What the fuck happens to racing games when no one drives a car anymore? What the fuck does Forza become? It's not to say that auto racing is, you know, completely dependent on people driving cars, but if anything's going to pave the way for our Speed Racer, the movie-like future racing future, it's the notion that no one ever drives in the real world, that people are only driving for sport. Or is like a leisurely activity, you know? Is it like what, you know, is it like riding a horse at that point where you're like, ah, you know, it's Sunday, I'm gonna take my my actual driving car out. Yeah, we're gonna take the tarps off it, dust it off. I've been wiping this thing with a diaper, you know, every day for 18 months. And yeah, Mopar, remember that? Yeah, we're gonna take it out. We're gonna fucking do some burnouts. Like, well, no, we're not gonna do burnouts. Tires are too expensive now. Especially tires for this thing. Nothing out there's got meats like this anymore. Because they're all tiny little robot boxes. That all sounds fucking cool. And it sets up cool future action movie moments like the fucking hero of the Demolition Man style fucking soft ass future finds a fucking cougar and drives it on the road with all the fucking robot cars and fucks shit up. Hover DeLorean versus fucking 50s fucking jalopy. The future will be pretty fucking awesome if we don't fucking blow ourselves up before we get there. That's maybe the part of me that has softened the most with age, or like has come to like the realization of just like, oh wait, this is how the world actually works. You know, I used to look at it and go like, man, you gotta take humans out of the loop wherever you can, whenever you can, as quickly as possible, and we'll figure out what to do with those people after the fact. Like, the prototype restaurant in Hong Kong, the McDonald's that has touchscreen ordering. Like, that's something that, like, I, you know, was thinking, like, in the 80s, like, they need to do that. Like, why do I walk up to a person and give them my order and they punch it into a computer and frequently get it wrong? Why are people involved in that part of the process when I could just walk up and go, you know, tap, 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 here's my order, Or, you know, I think at the time I was like, just have a fucking punch card or something that is like, here is my order. It's what I always get. Fucking stamp it on your machine. Let's go. And then, you know, like, people make the food, or people, you know, or robots eventually do that too. You know, I don't know about that end of it, right? But at the time, that was like, that was my thought, is like do that as quickly as possible. But the human cost associated with that is obviously fucking massive. And until you can replace the other end of the equation of like, well, you know, what, okay, if we eliminate all of those jobs, what do we do with the people that hold those jobs? How do those people feed themselves? How do those people feed their families? And you look at it and go like, well, clearly we need a Star Trek utopian future where people just get food out of machines and, you know, there's abundance for all. But like, that's, you know, how do you actually fucking get to that point? Also, you know, to a certain, depending on your political bent, you look at that stuff and just go like, that's straight up socialist, fuck you. And then you're like, all right, well, look, at some point, as technology eliminates more and more of our basic need, or you know, meets most of our basic needs, then, you know, what do you do with that time? What do you do with that opportunity? How do you feed those people? I mean, you could always go the other way with it and be a super fucking hard ass and just be like, well, you need to adapt or you won't make it in the new world, right? I mean, that's the fucking alternative, right? And that is disgusting. That is not an acceptable society. I don't think that would work. Talk about fast ways to bring about revolution, or bring about class wars, you know, all that stuff. You want to bring about Demolition Man, where you got Dennis Leary living in the fucking sewers, not being chipped, fighting for food. That's how you end up there, right? Like, that's what I think, what makes so much of what's happening now, and you know, if you start to extrapolate that out, like what makes this age that we're in right now so fucking fascinating and scary and but like exciting and full of opportunity, is that like all that stuff's being figured out now, and how does that impact people, the way we've always done things, and it's easy to think about, like, the other end of it and go like, well, you know, self-driving cars, oh, this, and oh, you know, hey, it's, you know, robots that do this, and hey, you know, drone strikes, and, you know, like, the future of war, and the future of this, and the future of this. Like, it's easy to see the end game in a lot of it, or what the likely, or, you know, what the best possible version of that stuff is. But the mess of getting there, of like intelligently moving on from the way things are to the way things maybe should be, or even getting people to agree on the way things should be, you know, that's the fucking hard part. I mean, fucking, I can't even take care of all the fucking people in the world now. Know, and some of the things that seem like they should be in the works. Seem like they could solve those problems, but also seem like they could exacerbate them, right? I mean, it totally, you know, you talk about fucking tech assholes being disruptive and all this stuff, like, fucking, at some point, this stuff disrupts the existing economy so hard, like, what, you know. How do you take care of people along the way? That's the thing. That's the thing I never thought of. That's the thing you don't think of when you're, you know, in your 20s. So how do you keep everyone safe and don't leave anyone behind along the way? And that makes it a lot slower, but ultimately that's kind of how you have to do it. And how you should want to do it, really. I mean, whatever. And you see little flare-ups of, you know, the struggles of the future today, right? I mean, Google Glass. You know, all that does is foreshadow, like, what happens when, hey, we built bionic eyes, and they can fucking see through walls, and hey, they can see through this, and they can do this, and, you know, there's no, we've put limits on them for societal reasons, not technological ones, you know, like, gonna hack my cyber eyes to do the stuff, you know, I put fucking custom firmware on my eyes and now I can see through clothes. And more and more people worrying about privacy concerns or not worrying about them. But not worrying about them for the wrong reasons, not for... It's a fucking mess. And then you watch the political debates and you're like, oh, we're never going to get to any of this stuff because they're just going to argue about the same fucking three things until I'm dead. Maybe the next generation will fucking get past that dumb shit. You know, maybe that's the thing that one of the things that makes me the saddest about the political process and where it's been. You know, it's like I've held positions on either side of that fucking thing over the years. But it just seems built to just spin its wheels forever and just go back and forth over the same fucking 5 issues. You know, it's like there are Republican politicians whose, you know, the bulk of their position, their stated position seems to be, we're going to undo what the last guy did. What? There aren't, you know, you can't just move on and tackle newer stuff or tweak that stuff to make it work a little better, or
kind of move forward instead of just... But I guess, you know, in their viewpoint, like, the you know, those moves moved everything backward. It's just so fucking frustrating. That's why I put all my money in Bitcoin. No. I was reading an article today. Some dude wrote, some dude who had been heavily involved in Bitcoin for a good long time wrote something about, you know, his view of why Bitcoin is permanently broken now due to China and a lot of other, you know, stubborn self-interest and all this other stuff is interesting. Maybe we'll read in 20 years that Bitcoin was always just some shadow government plot to destabilize the Chinese economy that accidentally took the rest of the economy with it.
faster than God.
Like, who's the Oliver North of Bitcoin? Who will take the fall? Is the CIA pumping Bitcoins into China the same way they pumped cocaine into black communities? Like, you know, like what...
Players out there riding, spinners. I don't care where you at, the club, parking lot, the expressway, whatever. What I want you to do right now.
I'm worried about how this drive to the office is going to be over the next few weeks here. Because right now I'm driving on the route that I guess will become the only open road as soon as they set up fucking whatever bullshit nine square block fucking camp they're building for the Super Bowl. Like, they're closing off a wide swath near the ferry building. Basically from the ferry building up to kind of close to where our office is. And I don't drive on any of those roads directly, but a lot of fucking people do, and they're all going to be shunted onto this road I'm on right now. And that's fucked. Like, the advice that the city was giving out was, hey, just don't drive a car in this area. Don't drive a car around here. Like, take a bus. Take a boat here. Take a boat to San Francisco. Don't have a car here. Which is really fucking wild. Like, fucking what?
Thank you. All right.
I'm here. I gotta go. Yeah, we're putting on a show today. I'll see you later. Have a good Friday, right? Yeah, just Friday.